This podcast of the Radio Cafe comes to you via radiocafe.org, where you can find more information and many other podcasts. Technical support comes from Studio X, providing website design, hosting, e-commerce, and social media marketing, serving Santa Fe to the world since 1994. Find out more at studiox.com. I'm very happy now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Hannah Padilla and Ben Swan from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. And we are up in the shelter with a dog named Andrew, who is so shy and who is slinking around looking very traumatized with his tail between his legs. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Much like me, I guess. Hi, Mary Charlotte. Thank you for coming. Thank you for joining out to the shelter. It's so awesome to see you here and to learn about our new program that we have going here at the shelter.
Well, that's what we want to talk about. It's precisely for dogs like this, dogs who are traumatized, dogs who need a little bit of extra help. What are you doing?
So when these animals come into the shelter, we do a lot of work with them, but sometimes we can only push them so far. They get used to all of our behavior staff. They get used to the daily shelter routine, and they're still not showing well to the public. You know, like you said, he is slinking around. He's looking at you. He hides under the desk. He walks out. His sweaty paws are all over the ground. He, you know, pees on himself because he's so scared. Oh. It's these dogs, big dogs,
usually big dogs that need,
we're trying to get them into a foster home. So they need more. They need more exposure, more time around people, dogs, to learn that they are okay. They are safe. We're safe. We're not going to hurt them. It's very hard in the shelter situation for them to learn that they are safe and they are, you know, so they can build confidence. We're hoping that we can, you know, build a foster program specifically for these big dogs, shy dogs, or maybe some energetic dogs that are on the adoptions floor that need the routine of a home. You know, when do they go to the bathroom? When do they get their walk? When do they sleep next to the, you know, person at night? We are reaching out to foster families so that we can try and help more animals in our community that need help like Andrew.
So I should tell you that this is, we have an existing foster program and it's really successful. But this is something that we're really defining, and it's really a nationwide trend where people look at these dogs who are having or staying a long time in the shelter for various reasons. And so we know that when they get into a foster home situation, almost overnight, I would say 2 or 3 days, but sometimes overnight, they just become a different animal. And so when Hannah says that a dog doesn't show well in the shelter, that means essentially that it's not very adoptable, in a sense that people can't associate this dog with them at their home. So, but once they are in a home, they're much more relaxed. We learn so much from them too through the foster families, and then they become so much more adoptable. Also, what's really cool, and we've had a couple of people work with these bigger dogs, traumatized dogs, the foster families help to get them adopted, and that's really been a wonderful thing that we've had happen.
Now, when you have a dog like this, does it do best in a foster family where there's maybe another dog or two?
Yes, absolutely. Andrew loves dogs. And I think that's, you know, you asked earlier before we started recording, what do you think happened to him? He is not trusting of people. And so I do think something terrible happened to him, you know, maybe inflicted by people. But dogs, he trusts. Dogs, yeah. He loves. And so again, here we run playgroups. We get to make certain progress with them. But I think in a home situation where there's more routine, there's less stress, there's a time for them to kind of come down from, you know, being stressful. Imagine taking him, you know, out on a walk downtown. That would be extremely stressful, but then they could come back to the foster home and relax because they know they're safe there. So there's more learning that can occur in a foster home for these guys, really because there's less stress.
Now, a dog like this, when he's in a foster home, will see that the other dogs trust their humans.
Yes.
And that's something that he can say, oh, I see how it is.
You trust her. Yep. There's so many cues that they pick up from other dogs. And we have, we actually have a staff member here that's fostering one of our dogs and is doing exactly that. She is hand feeding this dog. She is, you know, requiring the dog to be around her more. And yet her dogs in her home are facilitating the communication to this dog that this lady's safe. She's okay.
Dogs teach each other so much. That's why our play groups here at the shelter are so successful. We get these dogs out into a play group situation and they really play. They learn. Those dogs tell them what to do. They tell them, you know, they really get the cues from the other animals. And so we take that on. We take that a step further with those dogs after they've relaxed and have some fun, things like that. And foster situations, you know, I mean, a lot of people worry that when the dog comes into their home, they're going to fall in love with the dog. And that might happen. But a lot of the foster families I've talked to, and I've been a foster family as well, the idea that you can help these dogs come so far and to find another family is so rewarding. It's really a wonderful experience for everyone involved. And also I've noticed that some of the foster families have told me that their dogs also learn a lot from it as well. You know, it's just a give and take.
Very interesting.
It's a really good point because I think a lot of people might, you know, not want to be a foster family because there's more work, there's another dog, so on and so forth. And yet that having another dog come into your home changes the dynamic of their dogs and, you know, their household. And I think a lot of people have seen a huge difference in their dogs, just bringing the foster dog home.
One of the things that I think of when you say that is it's not just when a dog is traumatized, but really, I mean, I remember when I got the puppy, the two older dogs really housebroke the puppy. Like I tried to teach it to go outside, but it was really watching them go out the dog door that got the dog housebroken.
It's really perfect. Interesting how much the other dogs depend on each other. I know when my older dog died, my other dog, Zach, he was just lost. He didn't know what to do. He was never in charge. And so it was always Beta telling him, it's time to eat or it's time to go outside. And it takes a while for them to learn that. And it's great for the dogs to have that experience for other dogs.
So I'm here watching this dog who... What a sweetheart. It's such a beautiful dog, but very sad, very hurt, like a traumatized child, really, mm-hmm. in so many ways. Now, you having seen all stages of this, like what have you seen in other dogs, the kind of changes that make them adoptable and make them friendly and socialized?
Yeah, I mean, through foster families, we have seen dogs that on our adoption floor were too smart, too energetic. They're jumping, they're barking, they're, you know, making a fuss on the adoption floor. So our community just walks by. Who wants a jumping, barking dog? And yet, 5 days, 10 days in a foster home, they come to an adoption event and they're calm, they're relaxed, they're and they show better. They sit there and, you know, the public walks up to them. They're loose and wiggly. They're not this, you know, crying out dog for attention.
Like,
they're
relaxed.
Look at
me. That's
exactly.
What dogs do.
Exactly. They're relaxed. And I mean, I think it was 2 adoption events and this dog got adopted. Perfect home. You know,
ideally, those foster families will work with us to help them get adopted. They may go to an off-site adoption event with us, and the dogs just display, they show much better behavior there when they're with their foster families and other people can really connect with them. I personally have had fostered many dogs, traumatized and whatnot, and what I notice is that you just let them be dogs. And in my family, in my situation, the dog sister, she was so shut down and traumatized, she would hide underneath everything for weeks. It took several weeks for her to actually become, just to not be afraid to go outside on her own or even go through a walk door. And it's just, but it is so amazing, like I mentioned, how when that does happen, when a button clicks somewhere that says, oh, this human's okay, it just makes you smile.
Yeah.
They're also such an example for the rest of us who have been through whatever we've been through in our own lives. It seems like human beings hold on to their past trauma, and dogs are a teacher of letting go.
Yes, absolutely. Wow.
They teach us a lot. It's really true. So I'd encourage people to get a hold of Hannah or go to our website and learn more about it. Go ahead and tell
me. My email address is hpadilla, P-A-D-I-L-L-A, at sfhumanesociety.org. Or you can call us here at the shelter, 505-983-4309. My extension is 153.
Hannah Padilla and Ben Swan from the Animal Shelter, Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thanks for coming
out
this way.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. To support the program, you can go to radiocafe.org. Many thanks to StudioX.com for their technical support and web design.